الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم علماء الكرام elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening from home السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the opportunity to spend a little while in His blessed house on this blessed night, one of the last odd nights, one of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us to search out Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to be seated here, to remember Him for a little while with the intention of turning towards Him. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahimahullah, and we are indeed so fortunate as a community to have had Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali as the leader of this community and as the guide. His ta'aleem, his tarbiyah, his deep-hearted cries for everyone in the community and the ummah. Although many years have passed and perhaps many young people here did not have the opportunity of being in the company of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, but such were the teachings, such was the ikhlas, such was the spirituality that for many of us it feels that as if it was yesterday that Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi was here. Hazrat would mention that on these nights, whilst there are many other topics that are of importance, global events that are taking place, and today, in the current times, there's so much that is happening. But Hazrat advised that these are nights that are meant to be exclusively for turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are nights when we need to engage in excessive ibadat. Everything has a time and a place. In the last Ramadan that Hazrat was here, and in the last few odd nights, Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned that these sessions after the night, after Taraweeh, they are like the repairs for brake linings. This is like a spares shop where our brake linings are being repaired. What did he mean? He meant that this is the opportunity for us to remember maut. Nabi alayhi salam has mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, that remember much in abundance the cutter of all pleasures, a al-maut, that is death. Therefore, in the last Ramadan of Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi's life, after Taraweeh, and of course many, many other mashayikh, after Taraweeh, they would discuss a little bit of the remembrance of death. And the reason for this is that Hazrat mentions that there are two ways to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the mahabbah, the love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restrains us from His disobedience. But you and I that are weak, generally it is difficult for us to develop that mahabbah, that level, illa ma sha Allah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the second route is to put a brake on these desires of ours, to put a brake on the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat mentions that the brake that we have is the remembrance of death. But like any vehicle, over the years, it gets old, it needs to go to the space shop, the panel beater, you need to go in and repair and overhaul the brakes. So in the same way, in the month of Ramadan, we have an opportunity to remember death and what is going to happen after death as a means to overhaul this brake system that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the reality of this. Hazrat also mentions that, you know, if I had to sit here today and I had to open a kitab and I had to read to you the masail of Hajj about tawaf and ihram and qurbani, he said nobody will be able to raise an objection that what you are doing is not part of deen. Of course it is part of deen. But at this time, there's still sufficient time for Hajj. The reality of this time is that Nabi alayhi salam would engage himself in excessive ibadat. In the last 10 days, he would now become serious about ibadah. He would wake up his family and he would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the call of the time. In tonight's Taraweeh, we recited the beautiful verses of Surah Qaf. And Nabi alayhi salam would frequently recite Surah Qaf on the occasion of Eid. He would often recite portions of the surah in the Jumu'ah khutbah, so much so that one sahabiya radiallahu anha mentions that we used to share the stove with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the baking oven. And so I would frequent his home, and of course the proximity was close to the masjid, and I memorized Surah Qaf simply by listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reciting it and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioning it in the khutbah. There's a vehicle, 4239ZN, kindly remove your vehicle, it is blocking. Jazakumullah. So this surah, Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in summary some beautiful aspects with regards to the favors that he has given to us as insan. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, that do you not look up? كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا مَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجِ, that have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sky? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified the sky with the different stars, and there's no crack, there's no break in the sky. And then وَالْأَرْضَ بَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and spread out the earth, and he has placed mountains, and he has placed vegetation in there. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down as a divine arrangement water from the skies, so that فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا, from the ground he can cause different types of vegetation to grow. Why? رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ, as a source of sustenance for his servants, for you and I. And then in this beautiful surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is one of the reasons why Nabi alayhi salam would often recite it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the end time of insan and the description in brief of the day of qiyamah, of Jannah and Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ, that we have created insan. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows even your innermost thoughts, which sometimes you yourself are not aware of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَنَحْنُ, we are closer to him than his own jugular vein. Nobody is closer to us in terms of knowing us, in terms of understanding us, than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something that we need to reflect on, that إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ, that there are two, and I'm not going to give a direct word for word translation, I'm paraphrasing and explaining for the purposes of tonight's discussion, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed two angels, one on the right and one on the left. And these angels are there sitting down and recording مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, Every single word that comes out of our mouths is being recorded by these angels. It is mentioned that the angel on the right records the good deeds and the angel on the left records the bad deeds. But all the deeds are recorded, whether they are good, whether they are bad, or whether they are neutral. And once a week on a Thursday, there's an accountability that is done. They go through all the deeds that have been recorded. And today it's easy for us to understand with technology, with artificial intelligence, everything is being recorded. For example, a person has a dash cam on in their car. As they drive, even though they are not conscious about it, everything that they have is being recorded. You have a phone in your pocket. If you have enabled location services, everywhere that you go, without you knowing, it's being recorded. Go into some of those apps like Google Maps and Waze, and you'll see it will send you, and you can ask, give me my timeline. And it will tell you that on this day you went here, on this day you went there. We have car tracking systems which tell you exactly every trip to the masjid, every trip back, even if you move your vehicle out of your garage, it's being recorded. So it's easy for us to understand how everything is recorded. So on a Thursday, they then do an audit of the last week's transactions. And then only the good and the bad is recorded. But look at the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my respected friends and elders, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially my young friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking to trap us and to punish us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for every opportunity and avenue to forgive us and enter us into Jannah. The reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recounting all of these verses is so that you and I, insan, will take heed. And we will remember and recognize this is where we are heading towards. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lay in store for us. At the end of Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. That mention and remind with the Qur'an the one who is afraid of whatever we have promised him, the one who is concerned with his future, the ultimate future. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to punish us. Therefore, the system is that the angel on the right is the supervisor. He is in charge of both of the angels. And whenever a person does something good, he writes it, he doesn't need to account to anybody. But subhanallah, when a person does something bad, then he will say to the angel on the left that, hold on, don't write it right now. Perhaps this servant is going to make tawbah. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waste your time writing it because this person is going to make tawbah. And only if after a period of time the person does not make tawbah, then that sin is written down. Therefore we have read in different ayat of the Quran the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. That person that does one act, one good deed, he gets 10 rewards. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. But that person who does something that is evil, he is only going to be held accountable for that evil deed. That person that has the thought of a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a reward for that thought of the good deed, even though he doesn't carry it out. Of course, if he carries it out, he will get a full reward. But that person that has the thought of an evil deed, as our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali used to mention, that thoughts will come into the mind. Thoughts will come into the mind. A person is not held accountable for thoughts. A person is only held accountable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only record it when he acts on that thought. And he gives the example that if you're traveling on the highway and you pass by a truck and that truck is carrying pigs. So he says that when you drive by, you'll tell, the children will tell you that, you know what, Papa, this, you know, those animals that are there, these pigs that are there. So quickly you will drive very fast because we have this level of detestability of these things. But he says in the same way, thoughts will come into the mind. Sometimes there will be evil thoughts, thoughts to commit a sin. A person is walking in the marketplace and he knows around him there are pretty faces, there are scantily clad women. At that time the thought is coming that, you know what, if I just steal a glance, nobody is going to know. But in the same way as when he just passes by those vehicles on the highway, those thoughts must just pass by. Sometimes such thoughts come into the mind, it feels as if a person is losing his iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this, and he mentioned that these are thoughts. There is no consequence with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that your iman is strong. Therefore, it is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these angels are such that they do not record the evil deed immediately, so that time is given to an individual to make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these nights, to give us an opportunity. These are nights of tawbah. These are nights of muhasaba. We shouldn't be having long and lengthy bayans. It's an opportunity for us to just reflect. Everybody has to reflect on their own. They have their own sense of accountability from the previous Ramadan to the current Ramadan. How have I improved? What has been the change in my life? What sins am I still persisting on? And let me make this intention tonight that I am going to turn and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His sifat, His qualities in Surah Al-Mu'min. غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ ذِي التَّوْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives sins. But ulama have gone deeper and said this word غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ is not just about forgiving sins. Rather, it means to cover the sins. The word ghafara, the root word of this word ghafir, the word ghafara means to cover. It means to conceal. And the explanation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals the sins of His servants, even with them not asking for tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that He conceals the sins. Therefore, when we find from this root word the word mighfar, the word for a helmet which covers a person's head also comes from here. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just forgiving, but He is also covering the sins. We also have the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to describe Himself, ghafoor. What is ghafoor? Ghafoor is that person that forgives lots and lots of sins. You and I, we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to forgive. As our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali would mention those couplets, that even if you have to break the tawbah 100 times, then you make up that tawbah 100 times. It doesn't matter, we will make tawbah, we will slip, we will fall, but then we make tawbah again. And we make tawbah again, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is قَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. He is the one that accepts the tawbah. What is the meaning of tawbah? تَابَ يَتُوبُ means to return. It means أَنْ أَرْرُجُوعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That person that turns and returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the sequence of the verses in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first talks about the quality of Him concealing sins. Then He talks about the quality of Him accepting the repentance and the return of an individual back to Him. And then only does He say, but if you still persist in your sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shadeed al-iqab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely severe in His punishment. Therefore, it is mentioned, Thabit al-Bunani, lengthy narration, I'm not going to go into the details, but he mentions that when these verses are being recited, we should also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the habit of Nabi alayhi salam, that when he would recite Quran with tadabbur and tafakkur, then when he would pass by verses of Jannah, he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. When he would pass by verses of Jahannam, he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from Jahannam. Therefore, he mentions that when you read these verses and you come past غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ, then you call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we can't call out in Arabic, we can call out in English, يَا غَافِرَ الذَّنْبِ اغْفِرْ لِي. Oh, the one who covers the sins, forgive my sins. وَيَا قَابِلَ التَّوْبِ تُبْ عَلَيَّا. Oh, the one who accepts tawbah, accept my tawbah. وَيَا شَدِيدَ الْعِقَابِ لَا تُعَاقِبْنِي. Oh, the one who is severe in his punishment, do not punish me. And the last part of this verse, ذِتَّوْلِ, the one who possesses power, we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا ذَتَّوْلِ تُلْ عَلَيَّ بِخَيْرِ. Oh, the source, oh, the great and powerful one, bestow upon me a great amount of goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these du'as for us on this Mubarak night. So coming back to Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we will have these two angels that are going to be with us. And then وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the condition of the day of Qiyamah. When the second trumpet is going to be blown, Now I want us to ponder, to make some muraqabah, to make some reflection. Picture ourselves. We have passed away. We are in our graves. We are in our qubur. The second trumpet is now blown. And when that trumpet is blown, everybody is going to wake up from their graves. The first to wake up would be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they wake up from their graves, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put everybody back together? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them back together. A rain will come down from the sky onto the ground, and people will grow out from the graves like plants grow from the ground. And they will grow from their tailbone. The majority of people, everything will disintegrate. Nabi alayhi salam mentions in a hadith, except the tailbone, and we will be reconstructed from the tailbone. And when everybody is now, the body, the ajsad are now grown again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return the arwah. He will return the souls into the body. And people will wake up in a condition of stupor. They will be asking that, who has woken us up? Mimmar qadina hadha. Who has woken us up from our sleeping places? Who has, you know, it's like in the morning at Sehri time, especially if you sleep late and you're making ibadat and you get like there half an hour or 1 hour and somehow you miss the alarm and your wife comes to wake you up and you wake up at that time in a total daze. You don't even know where you are. You don't even know what day it is. You don't even know that it's Ramadan. This is going to be multiplied manifold. We've been sleeping hundreds, thousands of years. Suddenly we are waking up, and not just waking up, everybody is waking up together. And as everybody is waking up, they are now in a multitude of masses. And there's going to be a caller that is going to call out, and we are going to follow that caller. But we're going to follow him in a case of dazed amazement. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the days of death will come. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. This is what you were trying to escape. Every one of us are not, you know, we're not looking forward towards death. We're trying to escape death. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. This is what you are trying to escape, death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that as much as you are trying to escape it, this is where you are heading towards. This is where you are heading towards. On a lighter note, our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, and what can we do besides mention our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali on these types of occasions? Often he would mention, he was in Madina Munawwara and he's making dua, as he would always do in this masjid. Oh Allah, bless us with maut in Madina Munawwara. So when he was in Madina Munawwara, there were some people that were there with him. So he says to them that, you know what, let us now make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us maut in Madina Munawwara now on this trip. Let him give us maut on this trip. So the people said to him that, you know what, Hazrat, I don't think this trip here. We got to go back. We got a few things that we need to sort out, perhaps the next time. That is our condition, that we are hoping to try and escape death on a daily basis. We don't live our lives in a condition, as Nabi alayhi salam has mentioned us, we should live it in such a condition that we should not have the hope that we are even going to make it to the next breath. So this will be the condition that people will wake up. كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ. They will be like scattered locusts. They will be like scattered locusts. If ever you have been to Haramain Sharifain, in the season when locusts come and plague it, and for those who perhaps used to go in the early 90s when they were doing the construction in the new Saudi section, at that time you would have these huge plagues of locusts that will come. And they would just cover the entire masjid. The entire masjid would be covered. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this was familiar in the desert, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that this is the multitude of people, that they will be like plagues of locusts, and they will all now be guided towards the place of mahshar, the place where we are all going to be gathered, where qiyamah is going to take place. The earth is not going to look like the earth that we see it today. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. The earth is going to be changed. It's not going to look like how we see it today. The mountains are going to be raised to the ground like cotton wool. The skies are going to split open. The earth is going to split open. In one hadith it is mentioned that the land where we are going to be gathered is going to be smooth and white like flour.
So everybody is going to be gathered there. And إِلَى مِيقَاتِ قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْقُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لَمَجْمُوعُونَ إِلَى مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. That those from the beginning, those from the end, everybody is going to be gathered together on these plains. And what will be our condition? We will be barefoot, no shoes. We will be without any clothes. We will be naked. We will be uncircumcised, just like the day that we were born. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha asks Nabi alayhi salam, because of her haya and her modesty, O Nabi of Allah, we won't have any clothes. How will it be on that day? Won't people be embarrassed? Nabi alayhi salam mentions that you will be so preoccupied with your own condition, you won't even have the opportunity to look around and worry about the people around you. The sun is going to be placed just above our heads. In one hadith, just about a mile above our heads. Imagine in the beginning of Ramadan, when we experience those hot days, 12 o'clock, the sun is so many thousand light years away, but how hot it felt. Now imagine that that sun is sitting just a mile above our heads. People are going to be drowning in their own perspiration according to the actions that they carried out in this world. Some people will have perspiration till their ankles, some till their knees, some till their waist, some till their chests. And those who are drowning in sins in this world will be drowning in their own perspiration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَسَنَا. It's going to be a day whose length is going to be more than 50,000 years. An extremely, extremely long day, except for the believers. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, then the period is going to feel very short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them VIP treatment. There will be those categories of individuals who will be given the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith it is mentioned under the commentary of the verses of fasting that on the day of Qiyamah there will be, comes in Ma'riful Quran, that there will be a dastarkhan that will be laid out under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who used to fast in this dunya, they will be given the opportunity to sit down and partake of that dastarkhan. Like when you are in an airport for a long layover, some people have a VIP lounge, or a first class lounge, or a business class lounge. In comfort, they will sit, they will relax. Depending on the status that you have, you might have a chauffeur drive taking you from your home to the airport. Nowadays, in certain parts of the world, they even come and check in your bags in your hotel. So it's absolutely easy and comfortable for you. This will be the condition of the people that will be fasting. And others will be looking at them whilst they are waiting for accountability to take place. They will ask them, who are those people? How come they have ability to go there? Like if you take your child for the first time to the lounge, and unfortunately you don't have access to the lounge. So the child asks you, Papa, who are those people? How come they going in the lounge? Can't we go there? And you'd have to tell that person, you'd have to tell your child, you know what, bhai, we don't have the credit card or the business class ticket, so we're going to have to sit here in the cattle class. In the same way, those people will be told by the malaika that these are the individuals that used to fast on the in the dunya, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them this VIP treatment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will have that VIP treatment. And then this lengthy period of time will take place. I'm just moving through it quickly, not quoting every hadith because of the brevity of time. But the objective of this is for us to ponder over us standing there, naked, without any shoes, on this white ground, sun above our heads, perspiration that is there, and the length of period of time is so long until people will now beg for shafa'ah. They will beg for intercession, and they will go from Nabi to Nabi, asking him to intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until finally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the only one who will have the ability to put his head before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with words that we have never heard before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire him with such words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say, and how fortunate we are to be from this ummah that sal tu'tah, that ask and you will be given. Whatever it is that you are asking, you will be given. Nabi alayhi salam will then ask, and qiyamah, the proceedings will now begin. people will then be given their book of deeds. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. There will be those of us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. They will receive their book of deeds in their right hand. And when they receive it, like a child receives his examination paper, and he sees there that I got 95%. What does he do? He shouts out to his friends. فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَا إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا. Look at my thing, look at my paper, look at what I have got. But when a person doesn't get good marks, if a person has failed and he receives his examination paper, then he doesn't want to say anything. He doesn't feel like being there in that classroom. That will be the condition of those. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَا. How I wish that I didn't even write the exam. How I wish that I wasn't given my paper. How I wish that I didn't even exist on this day because of the severity of what has come to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will get the book of deeds in their right hand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start the accountability. And everyone's deeds, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the scales of justice. And everyone will be brought to this area with these two angels, Sa'iq and Shaheed. Sa'iq is the name of the angel who will be driving you forward to the place of mahshar. And Shaheed will be the angel that will be witnessing whatever you did in this world. And all those deeds that were now recorded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up those scrolls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replay. On that day, those that disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will try and escape. And they'll say to Allah ta'ala, you know what, I didn't do that. Like a child who has been misbehaving in when he is caught and his parent asks him that, you know, why did you do that? What's the first thing that he says? No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Who broke the window? It wasn't me. It was somebody else. This is the same thing that insan is going to do on the day of Qiyamah. They are going to say, no, it wasn't me. I did not disobey you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will seal their lips, will seal their tongue. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ. On that day, أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Their body parts, their skin, everything will now begin to testify against them. And the person will become surprised. He'll say to his own skin that, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Why is it that you are testifying against me? What's wrong with you? You know, like when you're on the same soccer team and a person scores an own goal, then you'll ask the person, why did you score the own goal? What's wrong with you? Why are you scoring an own goal against me? So it will then be said to him, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَن يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. You were not shy in this dunya when you were committing zina, when you had that illicit relationship, when you were drinking wine, when you were drinking alcohol, when you were popping those drugs, when you were taking that snort of cocaine, when you were injecting that in yourself, when you were looking at pornography on social media, when you were engaging in things that you were not supposed to, when you were on online betting. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all of that. At that time, you were not afraid of your skin and all your body parts witnessing you, and you thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not know what you are doing. Therefore, my respected friends and elders, these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them so that we may ponder. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Do they not ponder over the Quran? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Or are there locks on their hearts? Have their hearts become sealed? May Allah Ta'ala open up our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over these verses and make ruju ila Allah, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the nights where we turn earnestly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the nights when we make that sincere tawbah and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, we know all those things that we have done wrong. We acknowledge them. We make iqrar of those sins. But tonight we are making a pact and a decision. My respected friends and elders, tonight cannot be business as usual. It can't be like another bayan. MashaAllah, we came, we sat, we listened to what the Mawlana is saying. No sooner do we leave the masjid than by the time we get home, and if our families ask us, what did the Mawlana speak about? We've already forgotten about it. So if there's one thing that we remember, that tonight is a night of decision making. We have to make a decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are going to change our lives. It might be a slow process. It might be a lot that we need to do to get back on track. But we have to take that first step. And it comes in Hadith Qudsi that when a person takes one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes running toward you, come walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes running towards us. Allah ta'ala is waiting for us on these nights. He gives us these opportunities because He wants us to turn back towards Him in repentance. Now my respected friends and elders, before we make the dua, when we make tawbah, our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali explains that where there are rights of people that are due to them, then the tawbah itself is not sufficient. We have to fulfill the rights of those whom we have usurped. If we have taken someone's money, as Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali would say, that you can't say that, you know what, we made tawbah, now that 10 million rand that I owe you is all maaf. That 10 million rand, I don't have to worry about it. You have to pay back, unless that person makes maaf to you, you have to pay back whatever you owe to people. If you have cut off ties with anybody, and such a common thing today where families are not talking to one another, parents and children are not talking to one another, brothers and sisters are not talking to one another, children are not talking to their parents, family members are not talking to one another, musallis are not talking to one another, this hatred has entered into our hearts. Tonight is the night for us to change that. When we leave the masjid, let us reach out to those individuals if we have cut off ties with them. Let us join ties with those who, even if they are cutting off ties with us, let us join those ties with them. Let us at least send a message. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy. Imagine in the old days, before the advent of telephones, you would have to go. Sometimes if that person is far away, you'll have to go. You'll have to physically meet them. You don't know if maut is going to beat you to meet them. Today Allah ta'ala has made it so easy. Almost everybody has a mobile phone. And almost everybody has got WhatsApp on their phone. Almost everybody can text. We can spend hours and hours on our social media and WhatsApp looking at everything else. But these are the things that we are supposed to. These are the good things that we are supposed to use technology for. So whatever rights that have been due to people, let us ensure that we fulfill those rights. And we make a decision tonight that we are going to try and fulfill those rights, however long it takes us. Remember, when a person makes a decision, خالصاً لوجه الله, exclusively, sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the assistance of that individual. And then my respected friends, after that, there are two simple steps that we need to bring into our lives to keep that momentum going. Number one, we need to keep ourselves attached to the masjid. We need to keep ourselves attached to the masjid. There's many other things we have to do. Our financial dealings, our zakat, and our qadai umri, and all those things. The first step to being able to do all of that is attach ourselves to the masjid. If we attach ourselves to the masjid, we will find slowly all the other problems that we are experiencing. The difficulty we're experiencing with our children, the difficulty we're experiencing at home with our spouses, the difficulties we are experiencing at work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way out for us. But the easiest and simplest step after making tawbah is to attach ourselves to the masjid. And if a person isn't able to make it 5 times a day, although that is the requirement, but sometimes if we're starting out, if we cannot, then as a start, at least once a day, we must touch base with the masjid. Today the communities have become such that weeks and months go by, with the exception of Jumu'ah Salah, which is also last in, first out. People have got no ta'alluq with the masjid. General community has got no ta'alluq with the masjid. This is contrary to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So number one, we attach ourselves to the masjid. And number two, this deen is a heart-to-heart deen. This deen is not a deen that can only be taken from YouTube and Instagram. We live in a time now where we've got very entertaining speakers that are out there, beautifully curated videos that talk about deen, and all of those bayanat online are in their place. A person might be benefiting from them, but this deen is heart to heart. We need to attach ourselves to the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to attach ourselves to the pious ulama. Whoever it is that a person is comfortable with, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, in our communities in the greater Durban area, we have got so many ulama that a person can get in touch with and make mashwara with them, engage with them, ask them to make dua for you, ask them your questions, ask them to guide you. This is a great source of assistance in a person's deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one that is here today. We have fasted the entire day. We have stood in Taraweeh. We have listened to the talk. And we will continue inshallah making ibadat tonight. It's a Saturday night. Many of us will not be working tomorrow. So let us try and avail ourselves. It's one of the few odd nights that's on a Saturday night. The way the calendar worked out this year, we don't have many opportunities. So normally we say we have to go to work the next morning. Taraweeh is late, Seri is early, so it's difficult. But tonight, let us make a little bit of extra qurbani. Let us try and spend time in the masjid. Our sisters and women folk at home, spend time at home. The mobile phone tonight, put it off. Put it off. Log out of all of those apps that we have the rest of the year to do whatever we need to do on the mobile phone. Tonight we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most kind Allah, my most loving Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you on this Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not raised our begging bowls before some other Allah. We have raised it before you, my Allah, with great hope that you will forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us of all of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge all of the sins that we have committed, major sins and minor sins, in the light of day, in darkness of night. Ya Allah, when we were closeted in our homes, when we were closeted in our bedrooms, when we were closeted with our mobile phones in the bathroom and in the hotels, Ya Allah, we committed so many sins, Ya Allah. We thought that nobody was watching us, Ya Allah. But today we recognize that you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us of all of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is difficult for us, my Allah. There are so many temptations, Ya Allah. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have great hopes in your mercy, Ya Allah. We have great hopes in your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the one who forgives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. You love to forgive the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you in repentance, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us on tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Ya Allah, if you make the decision of wilayat for us tonight, my Allah, nobody will question your decision, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salam will become happy. Shaitan will become displeased. It's a win-win situation. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours, Ya Allah. Tonight, make the decision for every person that has raised their hands tonight here, Ya Allah, in this masjid, our mothers and sisters at home, Ya Allah, and all the people in the different masajid and programs throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, raise our status, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cause us to become drenched in your mercies, Ya Allah. In your tajalliyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak servants, Ya Allah. We do not have the strength like our pious predecessors that have gone by. And they would carry out so many different acts of ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have this tuti-puti broken ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything that we do is deficient, Ya Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive the sins of the sinners, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive our family members, our uncles, our aunts, our cousins, our nephews, our nieces, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ighfir lana wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur al-islam wal muslimin. Oh Allah, help Islam, help the muslimin, Ya Allah. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Oh Allah, grant honor and status back to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it seems as if we are at the lowest point of the ummah, by Allah. Ya Allah, it seems like we are at the lowest point of history, by Allah. Ya Allah, we are so many in number, 2 billion in number, my Allah. But we aren't able to do anything, Ya Allah. The doors of Masjid al-Aqsa have been shut for 2 weeks, my Allah. And none of us are able to do anything, my Allah. Oh Allah, do not take us to task for this weakness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition, Ya Allah. Change the condition of the Muslims around the world, Ya Allah. Wherever there is oppression, wherever there is tyranny, Ya Allah. Whether it is in Gaza, whether it is in the West Bank, whether it is in Sudan, whether it is in China, whether it is in Kashmir, whether it is in different parts of the world, my Allah. There are so many places where the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove those who are in incarceration, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the hands that have been raised here tonight, my Allah, with your remembrance and with the tadabbur of Quran Majid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you create a way out and create victory for the Muslim ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create victory for the Muslim ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts. Allahumma alif bayna kulubina. Allahumma alif bayna kulubina. Oh Allah, we have created division and disunity in our ummah, my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being torn apart because of disputes and fights and arguments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts on haqq, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rzuqna ittiba'a. Oh Allah, show us the true path and show us the truth as the true path, my Allah, and allow us to follow it. Wa arina al-batila batila wa وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. Ya Allah, show us falsehood as falsehood, the reality of it, and help us to stay away from it, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have asked for du'as for sickness and shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulty, oh Allah, open up for them doors of halal risk, Ya Allah. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik wa aghnina bifadlika amman siwa'ak. Allahumma inna nas'aluka rizqan halalan tayyiba. Ya Allah, the ummah is drowning in interest. The ummah is drowning in impermissible transactions. Ya Allah, bless them with halal wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, open up the doors of halal wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are in financial difficulty, you open up the doors of halal wealth, Ya Allah. Those who are seeking suitable marriage partners, Ya Allah, bless them with compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married but do not have children, Ya Allah, bless them with children, Ya Allah, who will be the coolness of their eyes. And those of them who have children, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them become excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, khuddam of your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you for good health, Ya Allah, for long life, with afiyat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, yaqeen, tawakkul, zuhad, qana'at, my Allah. All the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahfadhna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shamailina wa min fawqina wa min tahtina wa a'udhu bi'azmatika an ukhtala min tahtina. Oh Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect us from all types of major bala, Ya Allah. Robberies, hijackings, killings, break-ins, theft, accidents, major illnesses, Ya Allah. From irtidad, from apostasy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our progeny, Ya Allah. Till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, protect them from leaving the fold of Islam, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, there are so many things that we should have asked you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the brothers here are tired, Ya Allah. They have fasted the entire day. They have sat for the program, Ya Allah. Whatever we have forgotten to ask you, and whatever we should have asked you, Ya Allah, you bless us way beyond our expectations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said that I am ana inda zanni abdi bi, I am as my servants think of me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we have high expectations for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us all the opportunity of visiting Haramain Sharifain multiple times in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again for Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, my Allah, let it be in a condition that you are most pleased with us. Ya Allah, we read about the horrors of death, Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Ya Allah, protect us from the pangs of death, my Allah. Make it easy for us. Let it be like it is in the hadith that our souls will depart like a piece of hay is coming out of flower, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any form of your displeasure, Ya Allah, in your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us maut in Madina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us pass away in Madina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Let our janazah take place in Masjid al-Nabawi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our final resting place be Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. But my beloved Allah, if it is not muqaddar for us to be buried there or pass away there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be in a good condition, Ya Allah. Let it be in a condition, as our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali will mention, that let our souls come dancing towards you, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, accept each and every one of us that are gathered here tonight, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. O Allah, all of those good things that Nabi alayhi salam asked of you, we ask of you. And all those things that he asked for protection from, Ya Allah, we ask you for protection from it. Anta al-musta'an, Ya Allah, you are the one whose help has to be sought, Ya Allah. Wa alayka al-balagh, Ya Allah. And it is upon you to fulfill all of this, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, the second session will take place at 10:45. The second session will take place at 10:45. Let us also try and spend a little bit of time in the masjid, reading a few rakats of salah and making our own individual dua.